This is the Evotel Podcast.
Welcome to another Evotel Podcast. I'm John Jericho. With me, Bradley Becker, Head of Brand at Evotel. Bradley, this is such a good news story. And if anybody's watched our town halls over the months or listened to the podcasts, the one thing you talk about a lot is how installers, how the crew that put your fiber in are empowered, and you use local service providers to be able to do that. Tell us about this service provider you're going to tell us about in Rustenburg. Give us the Twitter story of them first.
So with any build that we commence, it's not just about connectivity, it's about how do we uplift that community, how do we provide a development of skills, all those type of things. And Ivan from Messiah Key Messiah was one of the local SMEs in Rustenburg that was part of, you know, the application of way leaves to actually build in Rustenburg. Has been part of that journey from the beginning, and he's a local born and bred Rustenburg resident who has, you know, a vast knowledge of the environment, the community, how the municipalities work. So it makes that rollout a lot smoother, and you know, that is one of the reasons also why we partner with contractors like this. Is, you know, it gives us that edge in terms of making sure that the network is rolled out as best as it can be. And using local knowledge is always an advantage.
I hadn't even thought of that. They've obviously done work before as big contractors, or they're a relatively small contractor, but they've done work for the municipality before. So they know who to speak to, what paperwork is needed, as opposed to you just rocking up with a crew of 1,000 saying, this is what we want to do.
No, definitely. They've been in the area. They've done multiple projects for different providers. So they know exactly who to deal with at the municipality. You know, when it comes time, you know, like where we've had to log a call or ticket with the municipality because we've damaged utilities, you know, they know how to get things resolved a lot quicker. It definitely gives you an advantage in terms of making sure that the rollout is smooth by having these guys that have that knowledge. We're from Joburg. We like to think we know everything, but we don't always, you know, we don't always do. And that's why we partner with the likes of Messiah Key Messiah. They guide us as much as we guide them.
I was going to say, so they're helping you. How are you helping them besides obviously giving them some work?
I think the biggest help that we've obviously brought to the table is just skills and development. You know, once Rustenburg is completely built, you know, we want to be able to leave, you know, something with substance, and skills in this country is something that, you know, really needs to be driven. And we are proud to be part of developing this country in more ways than just connectivity. You know, so, you know, during the fiber rollout, they are building, you know, a team of laborers who now start getting experience in terms of civil work, in terms of fiber floating and splicing and actual installations. You know, these are skills that you can take and mimic into various other businesses. And just overall business growth and guiding them in terms of how to make their business sustainable even when Evotel is not there. You know, that is our goal.
And hopefully use them in other rollouts, I imagine. Or train, you know, these guys can go and become trainers. Coach the coach is a sporting term. And then they can go and help you in Rustenburg surrounds, for example.
Correct. There's so much more ground to cover in South Africa. And, yes. You know, these guys, although they from different communities and different municipalities and different areas, they all kind of know of one another. The industry, as much as it seems big, is quite small as well. So there's always opportunities that they can then go and expand their skills in other areas and help with the rollout of fiber in those other areas.
I was just having a look at a quote from Ivan Messiah. He's the CEO of Messiah Key Messiah. He says that he's learned a lot from working with Evotel. The one thing he says is to be present. You have to be hands-on, be present, and right there every single day. It's an interesting lesson from a manager. You always imagine, especially laborer managers, it's like, well, go dig a hole over there while I sit and drink my coffee and watch you. That's an interesting analysis that he's got there.
Yeah, and I think it's an ethos that we have even at Evotel. You know, we like to be hands-on, we like to be involved in the rollouts to ensure that, you know, everyone is achieving what they've set out to achieve, and the same goes for contractors. We're there to walk hand in hand with them. And, you know, Ivan, you know, hence why he's one of the contractors that we have partnered. You know, he shares that same vision. He likes to be involved. He likes to ensure that he's you know, laborers and his staff are looked after and just guided, because it is relatively new to them. So, you know, with any new process, you have to be hands-on to make sure that you also ironing out all the kinks and you're learning yourself. And I think Ivan has really taken that, you know, to heart. And I must give credit to, you know, our CEO, Albert, and our COO, Andrew, as well as our head of implementation, Brad, who actually manages the contractors. You know, we try and enable them, we try and guide them, and we've started seeing how all the guidance and the assistance that we've given Ivan, you know, he started now pushing down towards his staff and started, you know, elevating them as well.
You mentioned earlier about, besides supplying fiber, is how you want to empower the country. Ivan goes on to say, everything that Evotel says, they do. Everything, you know, they say they will do, they do it. Talking bigger picture, how important is that in a modern business? You know, we see these big multinationals coming in, and I don't want to mention any names, but they come in and they sort of just seem to take over. Small company, you've got slightly established. How important is that ethos, that promise is a promise?
Yeah, I mean, it's an ethos that we, you know, even push towards customers to ensure, you know, if we say we're going to do something, if we say we're going to fix something, or if we, you know, we're going to attend to something, we do. And it's vital, especially in a very saturated market that we're in. You know, it's a very price sensitive market, but I think it's also a very customer service orientated market as well. And we want to be known as someone that doesn't just say, but does as well. And the same goes for Ivan, you know, everything that we've taught him, he's kind of implemented in his own business. But it's critical. It's what separates us from everyone else. We want to be known as a brand that, you know, sticks to their word and delivers on their promises. And I would like to think that we do. I can see Ivan doing the same. You know, when he does say to a resident, I will come and, you know, resolve your query, I'll plant new grass, you know, he sticks to it and he actually delivers. And it's good to see.
That's an important thing, because a contractor, the public doesn't see a contractor. They see Evotel coming and putting in fiber. How important is the relationship you have with your contractor so that the customer doesn't get that bad experience?
Yeah, it's fundamental. Obviously, contractors and laborers in the area are, you know, front-facing. They deal with customer queries, you know, sometimes before we do. So it's vital that they share the same, you know, vision and ethos as us, because, you know, obviously we want customers to feel as if the contractors are a part of us, because they are. Although they've, you know, registered under a different name, they definitely part of the Evotel family. So it's critical that they, you know, give the same service to consumers when being, you know, when they get asked questions and stuff as we would.
Yeah, because the customer is not saying, well, contractor A has come and dug up my garden. It's Evotel have come and done that. So that relationship must be very important.
Definitely.
We were hoping to get Ivan into the studio. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to make it. I imagine he's busy working and being hands-on, putting in new fiber. What message do you have? You're obviously going to be rolling out to a potential new contractor. Ivan started with 10 employees. He's got over 100 employees now. So you're not looking for massive companies to help you. So what suggestions do you have if somebody wants to get involved, wants to be a contractor at some of these future venues you're rolling out?
Again, we always encourage people to reach out to us, you know, irrespective of what it is. So the same contact channels that we give to customers, you know, send us an email to info@evotel, and we'll then forward it on to the necessary people. Again, we always appoint a primary contractor, which helps manage and develop those skills with these subcontractors, which are in most cases local SMEs. Obviously, there's a process that needs to be followed with the municipality. You know, you need to be a listed contractor or vendor with the municipality to enable you to be able to work in certain towns. So obviously, there is that process that they need to follow. But again, in most cases, when we do engage with the municipality, the first thing that does come up is, you know, what local SMEs are you going to get involved in the project? And that's when the engagement with them starts.
Right.
But, you know, if there are contractors out there that have projects on the go that would like to reach out to us to see if there's any interest in us, you know, jumping on board with that project, you know, get in touch with us on our landline number or send us an email at info@evotel.co.za.
Something just popped in my head, and you did touch on it a little bit earlier, is the future of these companies. It's all very well rolling out in Rustenburg. Now he's got 100 employees. The worry is that when you're finished and you guys are done in Rustenburg, it's, well, okay, we're going to have to get rid of staff. The potential to carry on work, is that still very good after you guys, Evotel specifically, are finished?
No, definitely. You know, when the network is there, underground, it still needs to be maintained. You know, there's installations taking place for customers. So there's skills that can be used, you know, even after the trenching is done. You know, general maintenance work, which we have quite often. And they're local, you know, so they can attend to issues a lot quicker than, you know, our team in Joburg could. So the opportunity to continue evolving as a business, even when we aren't there anymore, is still there. There's so much work to still do, even when we're not there.
Well, Ivan, congratulations to you and your team at Masia Kimasia. Bradley, thanks very much for giving us those details. Those contact details again, if you are a potential contractor or you want to know more about how you can get involved, info@evotel.co.za. And we'll see you again next time.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.